Thank you so much, Brother Tommy. Thank you so much, Pastor Evans. My, I feel good around here. How about you?
Yeah.
What will it be when we get over yonder?
You're right.
Amen.
Thank God, thank God. I've got a lot of loved ones over there. How about you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
My papa, my new pastor in the Appalachian Mountains for 62 years. As of December 12th, I lost my daddy. Oh, but the day is coming. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What will it be when we get over yonder? Thank God, thank God. I'm so thankful for a beautiful crowd here tonight. Thank each and every one of you for being here. And my, haven't the preachers and the pastors and everybody just sounded good tonight? Hallelujah. Psalms chapter number 105.
Yes, Lord.
Psalms 105. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know you'll enjoy these scriptures. If you've got your Bible, oh, I know you will enjoy these scriptures. And Psalms, so actually, little David, whenever he wrote this, it was a song. Amen?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Psalms 105, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
Call upon his name.
Yes.
Make known his deeds among the people.
Yes.
Sing unto him.
Yes.
Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory in his holy name. Amen. Somebody say his holy name.
Jesus.
Oh, say his holy name loud enough to make Satan mad. Come on.
Jesus.
Say it again. Say
Jesus.
It again. Hallelujah. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done. His wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
Thank you,
Lord. I praise you and thank you, Lord, for the Ashland Pentecostal Holiness Church. Praise God for Pastor Evans, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to preach the gospel and to talk about your wondrous works again, Lord.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost anointing would give me the words to say, oh, not my will, but thine, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Have thine own way.
Amen.
And somebody said, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Well, having the privilege to pastor in Southern Illinois, preacher in the church, Brother Billy Carter, his daddy had never been saved and was facing open heart surgery. So, of course, I wanted to be there, you know, to pray with him before they took him into surgery and be a witness, you know. And so I was very excited about going, and on my way there, he was over across the Mississippi River in the Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And on my way there on Illinois Route 3, another gentleman in I was in a Suzuki Samurai, if you know what that is. That's a very, way too small of a vehicle. And he was in a Buick LeSabre, and police estimated he was going 70-something miles an hour and talking on his cell phone, reading off his list, all of these things going on. He inadvertently crossed the yellow line, and he hit me head on. Immediately, the ENT and all the emergency people came, and when they came to the car that I was in, the other firemen told me all about it. As a matter of fact, the gentleman that actually pronounced me DOA told me all about it, said that did everything he could, relieve the pressure around me, then started looking for life as they are trained to do, you know, in every way, and found none. I was his mama's pastor, and I just preached his little sister's funeral on Saturday, and this was Monday. He knew me, and he wasn't a Christian, but he knew me, and the other fireman said that his eyes filled with tears, shook his head, went over into the ambulance to write up my death certificate. It took them some 40 minutes to retrieve my body out of the wreckage and then take me on over to the hospital I was on my way to. And there in the emergency room, Dr. Martin confirmed the death and signed my death certificate. And that made it official, legal. And as far as I know, that death certificate is still at the county courthouse tonight, signed by the doctor and everything to be legal. But I'm not there.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because Jesus had a plan. He knew that you and I would be together tonight. Oh, and he gave me a burden tonight that just stick with me just a little bit tonight. There's a point that I want to make tonight. There's somewhere where I'm trying to get to tonight. And so anyway, understand that Dr. Martin had me covered up with a white sheet on a gurney, pushed over to the side, and I don't remember that, of course, and someone said, do you believe that he just made a mistake, or do you believe that she was really dead? I know that Jesus is life, and I'm not going to try to figure out all the medical part of it. I'm just going to say that I know the death certificate is on file, signed by the doctor, but I'm in revival at the Ashland Pentecostal Holiness Church. That's the only thing I'm for sure about. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Dr. Martin said that he had been there all night. It had been a very long night. He said, I was so tired. I was so glad to see another doctor come in to relieve me from the emergency room. And he said, so I was just in a hurry to get out of there. And he said, as I was walking toward the exit, he said, I looked over there and saw you covered up, you know, with the sheet. And he said, something, you know, he said, It was like a voice. I said, I know what you're talking about, doctor.
Yes.
He said, something, it spoke to me. And it said, go check on that preacher again. He said, so I thought to myself, well, that would be foolish. That would be unprofessional. You know, after the undertaker had already been notified, the death had been confirmed, the police had already gone to, tell my wife, and she was on her way now with one of the deacons of the church and so forth, and all of this is going on. He says, and now I'm going to go over and make sure he's dead?
Come on.
He said, that would be so unprofessional. He said, but something made me do it. He said, it just kind of pulled me over there. And he said, I reached under the sheet, and I'm going to quote him. He said, when I took you by the hand, I felt a mighty strong pulse. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that I'm alive tonight. I'm so glad that I'm here to tell you, that no matter how bad that the devil may tell you it is, Jesus is still Jesus. Amen. God has not lost any of his power. And even though the devil says it's too late, I'm here to tell you, Jesus is still in control. Jesus is still in control. You're in a holiness church amongst a whole bunch of believers tonight. Amen. Is there anything too hard for God?
No.
Come on here now.
Come on.
Well, they put me in intensive care, and it was a very bad day after day. My wife said that the doctors would call her to the side and say things to her like, boy, he's really done good, you know, to hang on and come through this and everything. But, this is it. We don't think he's going to make it through the night. And over again, they told her that. But every time, sometimes, somewhere in the darkness of the night, when no one else could help me, Jesus was right on time. I'm here to tell you tonight in this revival, even though the devil may tell you that there's no one that can help you, even though the Satan may explain to you that that's too far and this is too far gone and they're too far away out in the sin. It's the addiction. It's this, it's that. I have come to tell you, my friend, that Jesus in the midnight hour, he can do what nobody else can do. And when the professionals tell you, when the church says, when the doctors say, when the lawyers say, when everybody says this one is too far, Jesus is still Jesus. It isn't too far and too hard, and it's sure not too late for Jesus. Somebody feel after him right now and find that he be not far from every one of us. Feel after him right now and find he be not far from every one of us. He's still in control. He's still in control. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Love you, Lord.
The time came that the insurance companies, I'd been in the hospital for the weeks that turned into months, and it had been so long that the insurance companies were, you know, getting very disturbed and saying something ought to be done, you know, he ought to be taken out. And so they took my wife to the side and explained to her, he's got problems that are never going to be solved. They didn't know what they were talking about. Come on here now. They explained to her that the optical nerve in my brain had been severed, that I was 90-something percent blind. It was held on just by the thickness of a hair, and that it would be that way for the rest of my life. Because of where the severance was, they could do no surgery on it. Oh my, don't you look good tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. They explained to her that because I had massive brain trauma, brain damage on the right side of my brain, my left side was partially paralyzed, completely useless. I had no control of anything on my left side. Oh, thank God. That's my left hand. That's my left leg. Hey, that's my left eye. That's my left ear. See, man, he does that. Hey, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, they explained to her that because of all of these things that they just didn't have any answers for.
Come on.
And I needed so much medicine. They said that I needed so much care that they did not feel like that they could release me to go home. There was too many problems. There was too many issues. There was too many things. They said, but because of all the insurance companies, everything that's going on, we would like to transport him by an ambulance to a nursing facility that deals with this. And so, under the pressure and the, of course, she agreed that I would be transferred by an ambulance to a nursing home in Metropolis, Illinois, where they would deal with my type of situation. And so that's where that I lived for a while. Oh, could I tell you, that's where I had a visitation from God, from an angel one night. Whenever I was praying for God to let me die, when I was begging God to just let me die. Oh, I'm so thankful and so glad that an angel came to the foot of my bed. And oh, just as sure as I'm here, I heard that angel lovingly tell me, oh, lo, I am with you. Speaking on behalf of God now, whoa, I am with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. My world seemed like it was over. Oh, but God has given me and you a promise that he will never leave us and never forsake us. Come on here now. God has given you a promise that no matter how bad it is and how bad that it looks and seems, he is still God and he has not left you. And whenever your world has come to an end, he's still God. He'll still be there.
Right.
Oh, Pastor Jason, am I preaching the truth, brother? He'll still be there. He'll still be there. Amen?
Amen.
Right now, could you just look over at somebody and tell them, Jesus is with you.
Jesus
is with you. Even though sometimes it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even though sometimes, even though, you know what? I believe it. Yeah, of course. I'm a preacher for crying out loud. But sometimes it's hard to believe that he's with me.
Come on, yes.
Sometimes it's hard to believe that he cares about me.
Yes. Come on.
You know, I can remember feeling like, I know you're busy, Lord. I know you've got so many things going on. I don't know how you keep track of everything. And I know that I'm nobody.
Jeez.
And I'm nowhere near the top of the list of things that you need to do. But I really need to die. And so, God, I know that you love me. This is the devil that was speaking into my mind. And I really prayed this. God, I know that you really love me. You wouldn't send me to hell, God. You love me more than that. So, God, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to take all of those pills in there. And I'm just going to, I'm so thankful that right on time, God delivered me.
Yeah.
God delivered me. I got a phone call from hundreds and hundreds of miles away from a wonderful man of God. I know most of you never heard his name or anything, but to me, he was just, you know, just such a great man of God. All of my ministry and all of, you know, and when I had been at his church different times and I've been a part there, he was just, wow, he was just so awesome. His name is Brother Ben Shaw. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I fear Brother Jason. I'm sure the pastor does too, but I know most of you wouldn't know him. But anyway, early that morning from Arkansas, Missy came in carrying the phone and said, "It's Brother Shaw from Fairlands, Arkansas." And she put the phone to my ear. I couldn't speak at that time. All I could do was grunt because my mouth was still wired shut because my brain was so damaged. They said that I would never be able to speak again in complete sentences. You know, and so she held the phone to my ear and he said, "Hello, Brother Doug. This is Brother Ben. I was praying this morning and the Lord told me to call you and tell you you're going to preach again." Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now, just here a few weeks ago, we got to be in Arkansas and go visit Brother Shaw, who is now, I don't know, around 90. He lives in a nursing home himself now, and he still wears a suit and tie every day, and he's still just so together. And we went and got to go visit him and pray with him, and you know, he's and the, he remembered me well and asked me, you know, and I said, "Brother Shaw, do you remember telling me that I was going to preach again?" "Oh yes, oh yes." Let me tell you something, my friend. I had a hopeless situation.
Come on.
But Jesus never forgot about me.
Yeah, come on.
He never left me.
Right.
And listen, folks, listen. I have no doubt about it. I'm the least amongst my brethren. You know why I'm not telling you about that great story that I read like Brother Jason did? Because I'm not as good as he is. I'd get all flipped around and confused and be like, and then something about the blood. Anyway. I'm not that good. Can Brother Evan sing, play? Is there anything he can't do? It's just me, folks.
Come on.
God had mercy and care.
Yes.
And I know that if he cared about me at a time that like that, I know he cares about you.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm so thankful that God gave Missy a gift of faith. While I was in the nursing home, the Lord spoke to her to sign me out of the nursing home. Now, all of the nursing home administration and all the medical people involved, they explained to her, no. That can't be done, see. He's in bad shape. He's here because we're taking care of him. And she explains, but Jesus told me to. Oh, my friend, when Jesus speaks to your heart, I can't hear it. Amen? Hey, right here is a wonderful man. But Brother Gary, when Jesus speaks to your heart, he can't hear it. Amen?
Right.
That's right.
Oh, you better listen to the Lord when he speaks to you. Amen?
That's it.
And so she went to the nursing home, and our good friends, Brother Kevin, Sister Teresa Webster, came with her to the nursing home that day, and she explained to them, and they were very upset because legally they couldn't keep her from it. They were just saying, this is totally against every, you should not do this. They even called in a lawyer who wrote up an affidavit immediately for her to sign that the nursing home would in no way be liable for my death because they were sure I was not going to live.
Right.
And she signed it.
Come on. Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, come on.
Brother Kevin said, who is a wonderful man of God, he was pushing my wheelchair. And I don't know why that has been so many years ago. And just the other day, he called me right out of nowhere. And he said, Doug, you know, I know you've heard the story about how that, you know, I pushed you out of the wheelchair and everything. I said, yeah, you know, I know the story. And he said, well, I'm going to tell you something that I've never told you before. And I asked Missy, she said, yeah, that happened. He was pushing me out, and he said, all of these nurses and all these other patients were shaking their head and looking at me and saying, why are you doing this? You're going to regret doing this. You shouldn't do this. He said, when I got to the door, he said, I was in a tough spot. Because he said, you know, I'm not so sure that I believed. I was scared. He said, I was trying to believe. He said, but I stopped. And I turned around and I said, Sister Missy, are you sure? And she said, Jesus said to take him home.
Yes.
He said, so in the name of Jesus, I just did it. Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Oh, that though the devil is going to try to stop you from obeying the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you can obey the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord will not give you what to do that you can't do.
Amen.
He will make you prepared for what you need to do. Amen.
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus knows what he's doing. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad that Brother Ron Evans followed the Lord. I'm so glad that we're in a beautiful church house tonight. I'm so glad that we're having a wonderful meeting last night. Tonight has just been so wonderful. I'm so glad that he obeyed the Lord, aren't you? Come on here now. Oh, my friend, the Lord has got things in your life. And you know what I'm talking about, that he wants you to do, that he's wanting out of you, that he's needing out of you and wanting out of you. But it's your decision.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going somewhere here in a minute.
Come on.
And so she signed me out of the nursing home. They took me to church. Every service, the men, we lived in the parsonage next to the church, and every service, you know, they would come over and they would pick me up out of the hospital bed there in the living room and put me in a wheelchair that kind of laid back, you know, and pushed me over there, and then they'd sit me, come down the middle aisle about right here next to the front seat or the second seat? I can't remember. It was the front seat that sit me there, and there I'd kind of lay there, you know, and I'd do my best to listen and pray and everything.
Yeah.
Now, the friends I still have, you know, all these, you know, that was there, you know, and my different board members and stuff like that. You know how board members are. Say amen, Pastor. Anyway, they laugh and say, Brother,
you sound asleep most of the time. He said, we get there and sing and you just go sound asleep. Well, however it was, I'm so glad that they did that. Service after service, they would pray for me. But for whatever reason, God didn't have it in his will that night or the next night to do everything I wanted him to do. Thank God he won the battle of depression for me.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank God that time and time again, he would move on things, but I was still in a wheelchair. But I was still 90% blind. But my left side was still paralyzed. I was still, my mind was just not working very well. And I didn't know, things would scare me all the time. And I couldn't remember who people was. And things didn't make sense to me. So many things would happen that didn't make sense to me all the time. But time and time again, God would help me along.
Yeah.
But then they'd pray for me. And I'd go home and get in the wheelchair. I don't know why that I can't just pray for everybody here, and everybody here will absolutely be made whole right then. I wish I did. I wish I could change that. But I know this.
Yes.
Jesus is our healer.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Right.
I believe, I want to say I know, but I know the Bible teaches us to say I believe. I believe you're going to be healed.
Come on. Yes,
Mom. Amen.
Yes.
It may not be tonight, but I believe healing is on its way.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on now.
Come on. Amen.
Oh, Jesus. My friend.
Come on.
We got to go back to Cincinnati, which was a near 7-hour drive, and I'm so thankful my wife drove us back to Cincinnati because they were in revival then with Brother Kevin and Sister Teresa Webster that I spoke about was in revival there, and I was sitting down here on the front seat. And my brother Dwayne was up singing that song, "There's a Miracle in the Making for You." And as he sung that song, you know, I just, you know, felt the Lord so wonderful. And some of the brothers came back and they said, "We've been waiting for you to come.
Jeez.
We've got folks praying and fasting. We want to take you up there and get you prayed for."
Praise the Lord.
I had a walker that I, you know, was on at the time, and I had to even have help with a walker. And they took me up, you know, to the front here, and they took the oil just as Jesus said. Hey, this isn't Brother Evans's ideal.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
He didn't get a big idea and say, hey, you know what we ought to do?
Right.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Jesus said, anointing them with oil.
Yeah. Yes.
In the name of the Lord. What's the Lord's name?
Jesus.
Say his name again.
Jesus.
Anointing them with oil. In the name of the Lord, Jesus.
Yes.
And he promised that with his stripes we are healed.
Yes.
They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord, he would raise them up. Forgive their sins. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, my friend. I believe in praying for the sick. How about you?
Yes, yes,
I believe that Jesus is our healer. And that night, I can't explain just exactly what had happened. I wish that I could just say, and God did just this. But all I know is that I felt so much of the power of God. I don't think I've ever felt that much of the Lord at one time before or since. I just felt so much of God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And so, in all of my excitement, I let go of my walker, and they grabbed me
and
put my hand back on it, you know. I felt kind of stupid, you know.
Come on.
He brought me back, and I sat back down there, and he was singing, "There's a miracle in the making for you."
Yes.
Oh, you know, God gives people songs. And we don't know a lot of those people. Some of those people, we don't even like their singing. Some of those people we wish would, you know, get a good dose of holiness and come our way more. Amen?
Yeah, right.
But God gives songs to be played at just at the right time.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Right.
In the church house. All for you.
Yes.
Oh, sometimes songs are like a cool drink that I need so bad. Amen.
Right.
Oh, I love it. Whenever I remember that service, that my faith was just so low and I was so tired of fighting, and Sister Sue Cole got up and she sang that song, "There's a miracle coming down your dusty road." Promise coming down your There's a promise coming down your dusty road. Man, it just preached to me. I mean, her husband, Brother Bruce, is an excellent preacher, a great man of God, but boy, he couldn't preach that good. Am I telling you what? Every word of that song, it just hit me right there. It was just what I needed. Amen.
Yeah,
granted, you know, I could sit through Brother Cole, I'd sit through that preaching for 45 minutes, but the point is,
right.
That song is just what I needed. Amen.
Yeah.
When you come to church, folks, let the words of the songs bless your heart. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God. That's all right. That's all right. And so that night, they brought me back and sat me there. And then Brother Miller got up, as he does every night. Next month will be 42 years that he got up and said what he said just about, I think, probably every service in those 42 years. Let's all stand and be dismissed. And so I grabbed my walker and I felt something in my heart. Stand up without that walker. I had tried that over and over again. And every time I'd end up on the floor. My dad had threatened me in physical ways that you don't want to hear about if I ever did it again. You know, he would say, "Son, stop it." And so I knew Dad was back there, and I didn't want him, you know, to hurt me. But I really feel like I should. And I stood up. I didn't fall. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
And right here is what I want to preach to you about, right here. They prayed the prayer of dismissal, and my walker standing there, Brother Ronnie, I felt something so great inside of me. Now hear me now. I felt something inside of me saying, take a step.
Take a step.
Walk.
Jesus.
And I said, "Lord, my mom and dad is back there. I don't want to scare them. That's the devil trying to convince me not to do that.
Right.
I don't want to make a fool out of everybody in the church. Everybody felt like praying for me, and now I'm laying on the floor, and everybody's worried about me. I don't want that. I can't do that." But I felt something so strong. Listen, if the Lord says quit taking it, don't get a big ideal and try to be your own doctor and think you know more than everybody else. But if the Lord says to quit taking it, quit taking it.
Amen. Come on. Right?
Amen.
Come on here now.
Come on.
You need to do what your doctor says.
Yeah.
Jesus is the great physician.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not telling you to get a big ideal in your mind, you know what I'm going to do, because you're not that tough.
Right.
And you're not that big.
Right.
But Jesus is perfect.
Yeah.
He makes no mistakes.
Right. Right.
Come on here now.
Yes.
And I felt the Lord tell me to take a step so strong in my heart. The hardest decision that I have ever made in my life. I got on one knee, sister, years ago. And I took Missy by the hand and I said, "I love you. Will you marry me?" That wasn't a hard decision. Might have been for her, but it wasn't for me. That wasn't a bit of a hard decision. I mean, I was praying, mind you, but it wasn't a hard decision for me to ask her. This was the hardest decision I've ever made. I didn't want to fall so bad. I didn't want to make a fool out of my church and out of my God and out of myself.
Come on, bro.
I don't want everybody to be worried about me, make a big deal over me being on the floor. Everything was going through my mind.
Come on, Brother Doug. Come on.
Come on.
Yes.
I close my eyes. I just feel the Holy Ghost so bad, so much right now to tell you this.
Come on.
I said, in the name of Jesus, and I took that paralyzed leg that I had no control over.
Ah.
It wasn't a pretty step. And I almost fell, but I didn't. And in the name of Jesus, I took that paralyzed leg that I just lifted up, and I took another step.
Amen. Come on.
Forward.
It was a little bit better. And then, in the name of Jesus, I did it again.
Come on.
About that time, here come my dad, full speed, holding my walker. Son, what are you doing? Grab this walker. I said, Dad, you can have it.
Amen.
Jesus healed me.
Amen.
I know. A lot of people question if I was really healed, because every step for years was pretty tough. I still don't walk as good as I wish I could. I still don't run as fast and jump as high as I wish I could. But I'm still not falling. I'm walking, and every step is a little better. Jesus healed me. Jesus healed me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And tonight, the Lord has laid it on my heart to tell you, you need to do it God's way.
Come on.
Do it God's way. Come on here now.
Come on.
God's way is not the way of the world.
Right.
Come on now.
Come on.
Come on now. God's way is not the way of the televangelist. Come on here now.
Come on.
No one's asking for your seat of faith, which is usually a check or your credit card number as it goes across the book. That's not what we're preaching tonight.
Come on.
I'm telling you that God's telling you, do it His way.
Yes.
The things that He's asked you to give up, give it up. He's got your back.
Come on.
What He's wanted you to do, you do it. God's got your back.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to be an easy decision. I feel that so strong in my heart that you're facing a hard choice. I'm telling you, the hardest choice I ever made. I'm so glad I did.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I did. I've questioned in my mind, if I had not obeyed what the Lord said to do, and I would have held on to that walker and thought, tonight's just not a good night. We'll do it tomorrow night.
Come on, Brother Doug, right?
Where would I be tonight?
Right.
Would I be in a wheelchair? Would I be on a walker with people all around me trying to help me? Where would I be tonight?
Yeah,
I had not obeyed God and done it His way.
Right.
I'm telling you, you need to do it God's way. The Word is the truth.
Amen.
His Spirit doesn't make any mistakes.
Yeah.
Let's do it God's way.
Right.
Let's all stand.
Jesus.
It is the pastor's job and duty to scold you and reprove you and rebuke you and all of that. And I don't want you to take the evangelistic message that way at all. Because God's on your side.
Right.
And I am not trying to be your pastor and reprove you, rebuke you, or tell you the way you... That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to tell you that God loves you so much.
Yes, He does.
Yes.
He cares about you so much.
He cares.
And He's begging you
to go his way.
Yes.
To do just everything in your life his way. Do it his way.
Yes.
And you're going to come out a winner.
Wow.
This is going to work for you.
Yes.
He is not going to fail you.
Right.
Now, I never preached this, and told my testimony, praise the Lord, but I've never said 90% of all that stuff. I never talked about that before. But I know that that is God's plan for this service.
God's plan. Yeah.
You're not here by accident. God knows right where you're at.
Yeah. Amen.
And he wants you to know he's serious about this. This revival, we could have been shouting and rejoicing. Boy, we had a wonderful time praying for the sick last night. I have no doubt about it. God moved and touched people last night.
Amen. Yes.
But God's plan for tonight is for you to come to this altar and you to pray this through.
Yeah, come on.
Because he has got your back.
That's right.
Yes. Everybody in the building, we got these front pews. We got all of this all up here. If you kneel, if you stand, if you want to sit down on the pews here, if you want to lay down, however you want to do it, I'm begging everybody in the building, come forward tonight so nobody feels out of place.
Yeah.
Everybody that will, just come forward and talk to the Lord about this.
Come on.
Let's talk to the Lord about this tonight. Oh, let's tell the Lord, not my way, thine. Oh, not my will, thine, Lord, thine, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't figure him out, just trust him. Don't try to tell him the way it ought to be. Let's just believe. Oh, my friend, we've got to have the faith tonight. We've got to believe him. Amen. Oh, we can't please God without believing him. Without having faith, we can't please God. We're not going to make it without faith. Come on here and let's give it all to the Lord. Come on here and let's give it all to God tonight. Let's do it his way. Let's do it God's way.
Yes, Lord.
The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him. Thank you.